following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Fausto Pflücker with Refuge Daily. It is always a joy to be able to have this opportunity to come to you with words of hope and words of encouragement. No doubt many of us are going through something. In the last 3 weeks, I've been officiating about 8 funerals and burials. Memorial services, celebrations, yes. But not all the time everyone knew the Lord. And that is the one thing heavy in our hearts. So today I want to stress the fact that it is so important for us to know what is the gospel and how we can share the gospel. And in reality, Jesus' love is available to everyone. Do you know that since the pandemic, this COVID-19, many people are so depressed and also despondent? And for some, the problems facing our nation and our world have only intensified their fears and anxieties, and they feel more empty and hopeless than ever before. So we at Refuge Family have the opportunity to share about our faith, share about the hope that we have in Christ. Is there a way to deal with this hole in the hearts of many, including Christians, when we drift away, when we stop reading the Bible, when we stop praying, when we stop serving? There is a sense of emptiness in our hearts. And the answer is that Jesus is waiting for us to have fellowship with him, to sit at his feet. We have to realize that it is in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that the scripture says that God gave us a sense of a need of God. He says he's put eternity in the hearts of us, and he makes all things beautiful in his time. So that's why nothing nor anything can fill that void, but someone can, and that is Jesus Christ. He can fill that void in our hearts. He can help us to deal with whatever sense of depression, anxiety, frustration, or fear we may feel, because things are getting really bad. And just talk to people and realize how they are desperate to hear a word of hope. And you and I have a living hope, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what we achieve, no matter how many of our goals we reach, there is always be something missing. And that is Jesus reigning in the throne of our hearts. Not just saying, I'm a Christian, I believe in him, or I go to church, or I watch him online. But it's really walking with Jesus on a daily basis. From the moment you wake up to the moment you close your eyes and rest, is to know that Jesus is with you. Recently at the Harvest Crusade, once again for 31 years, I've been honored to translate into Spanish the gospel message. And this last crusade that just happened recently, started by Pastor Greg Glory sharing with us about a story that he heard. May I share it with you? He said, I heard about a genie that appeared to a woman. And the genie said, whatever you want, as many things as you want, just ask. The woman replied, genie, my wish is that my husband's eyes should be only on me during all waking hours. The genie replied, okay, what else do you want? She said, he should not be concerned with anything else in life except me. And then the genie asked, he should never sleep without me by his side. And the genie responds, anything else? And the wife replies, yes, a lot more. She said, when he wakes up in the morning, he should only see my face first. And then she responded, he should not go anywhere without me. The genie, exasperated, says, anything else? If there's even a single scratch on me, he should go crazy with grief. And then, that's it, she said. And poof, she turned into a smartphone. In a recent article in the magazine Inc., he said, we lost the gadgets one. Smartphones use has gone up dramatically since the pandemic. And the average smartphone owner unlocks their phone 150 times a day. 85% of smartphone users check their phones while speaking with friends and family. And what are we doing? Primarily looking at social media, looking at other people. We want to live that life of the happy, successful, rich, famous person. And social media has made this possible. In this age, social media, everyone can be famous and at least pretend to be. Andy Warhol once said, in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. And the most popular kind of photography is selfies. So, a word to the wise. Let's check our hearts. Let's ask someone that will tell us the truth. Are we doing that? Bottom line, not only the famous people are wanting to be more famous, even us, that not famous people, is a crack up to realize that social media has made us as far as less social than we can imagine. In many ways, it's anti-social media. Do you know that Facebook has 2.8 billion monthly users? Think about that. Facebook did some internal research and some shocking discoveries came out. 32% of girls said Instagram made them feel worse about their bodies if they were already having insecurities. Teens blame Instagram for increasing in the rate of anxiety and depression. And this internal study also revealed that 6% of the American users and 16% of British users felt suicidal after using social media. So I would like us to pray right now, and you know, may we not get so caught up with it. We know that God has opened doors for us to do what I'm doing right now, reaching people through these means, but let's put our limitations as to what we do and what we do for, and also let's not neglect the gathering of the brethren. Come to church, come to Refuge, come throughout the week. There's many things going on, not only in English and Spanish and in Vietnamese, but also in this spirit, the love of God. I enjoy seeing the smiling faces, the excitement that it brings to be together again and worship the Lord together. Thank God for the pastoral staff and the volunteers and the leaders and every one of you. Invite family and friends, pray, and bring them to church this weekend. God bless you. I am Fausto Fluker with the Spanish Ministry of Refuge Family in Huntington Beach, California. It's an honor to have this opportunity to share this with you. God bless you. And again, we will see you soon. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock.
Unlock.
The door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.